Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Congress call this evening for the House of Representatives for the Republic or the United States of America. It is Tuesday, May 21st at 6 o'clock in the evening. And before we get started this evening, I'm going to do something a little bit different than we had in the agenda that we sent out. The events of yesterday in Oklahoma were devastating to a lot of people in that area. And also, too, last week got word that one of our representatives from North Dakota, Rick Fry, passed as well. So I'd like to open up with about 5 minutes or so of prayer for these two situations, and I'll go ahead and start the prayer this evening. And after, like I said, about 5 minutes go by, I was wanting to know if Representative Ford from Illinois would close us in prayer after that 5 minutes or thereabouts to conclude our opening prayer for this evening.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll go ahead and open up in prayer. Dear Lord, thanks for giving us this time tonight. We come to you this evening with heavy hearts as our representative, one of our body, has passed on to you, Rick Fry from North Dakota. Please comfort and be with his family as they're grieving this loss of him, and make sure that they're taken care of and that they go on, and that they will continue to be strong in your republic or the United States of America. Also, too, we want to lift up the people in Oklahoma that were devastated yesterday by a massive tornado that ripped through the central part of that state, to be with the people that were lost, be with the devastation that it can be repaired and rebuilt. Uh-huh. Be with the loved ones that are grieving the loss of their children and other loved ones as well, as we remember them this evening on our House floor as they are in times of loss. People do interesting and strange things, and keep them strong as they deal with these things. And all that I pray in your son's name.
Jesus. Amen. Mr. Speaker, you want me to pray now?
No, let's let a few minutes go by and let other people pray, and then we can come to you. I'll tell you when we're ready to close.
Yes, sir.
Representative,
feel free to pray if you like. Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Dear Holy Father, we just come boldly before your throne. And we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Yes.
We thank you that you love the people that you've created, not just the ones in Oklahoma. And as the people of Oklahoma go through this tremendous tragedy together, we know that the hearts of men and women all over the world are with us. There's been a tremendous amount of devastation, but we know that your grace and your mercy will bring every family member through. The people of Oklahoma are strong and resilient. They're determined to not let something like this get us down for long. And we just praise you, and we're thankful for the fact that there's not been any more people lost than that were. We are thankful that the numbers were few that were lost, and we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit to comfort all those that were impacted and shorten the time that the healing would take for their lives to be put back together. We just thank you for all of our friends and our loved ones that will help us all to get through all this situation. We praise you and honor you in all things, and everything that the devil has meant to harm us, we know that you can turn it around for our good. And we just want to thank you again for saving the thousands and thousands of people that you were allowed to remain alive in the face of a huge, tragic storm. We praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
This is Representative Pertler from Wisconsin. May I have the floor, please?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Father God, I lift up Mr. Fry, Representative Fry's family. I pray, Father God, that you would gather around that family and your spirit would comfort, and there would be, hopefully there would be a celebration, and as they would know that he is with you now. I pray, Father, that they would come far and wide, and they would come there as a memorial to Representative Fry. And I want to pray a little bit differently than you all might expect. 5 weeks ago, I had a heart attack, and it's a miracle I'm alive. And I have a new lease on life, and every day I'm very thankful. And I'm not where Representative Fry is right now. I'm with you. And what I want to say is, Father God, I just pray that you make my life count. Father, I pray that every day that you teach us to number our days, and we are making history here for the Republic. We are making history to represent the people of the United States of America, to represent the people in each one of our states, and that we would not take our lives for granted, that we would ask you, Lord, each and every day, what is it that we can do to serve you? What is it that we can do to serve the people of this great nation? What is it that we can do in the capacity that has been given to us as representatives for our states and for our country? I just exhort everyone on the call, we got to put things behind us, and we've got to move forward, and we've got to look at and put everything in perspective and be thankful for what we have, for the life that we have, the air that we breathe, and that he's put us into this position. I am exceedingly, I can't say enough on how much I love life right now, and I want to make my life count. Amen.
Amen. Representative Ford, do you want to close us out, please?
Yes, sir. Our Lord and our God, we do thank you tonight. Oh God, thank you for the wonderful prayers and from your people on this line tonight. Thank you for the wonderful talents and the great concern that your people have. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray tonight, as you said in your word, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We do thank you now for all that you've done, all that you're doing. We're setting ourselves in agreement with you, dear God, to obey and to do what you call us to do. We do pray for our republic and the people across this great nation. We pray for our president. Dear God, you hear the cry of your people tonight. We know, God, that you will respond. And we're giving you the thanks, the glory, and praise now, God. Now touch us on this call tonight with your wisdom, with your spirit, with the harmony and the unity, dear God. We give you praise and glory for what you are going to do on our behalf. We always honor you and we'll glorify your name because we can't do this alone. We have to have you to do it for us, oh God. And so we are calling on you now and we are trusting in you to move us forward, to get the things achieved and accomplished that need to be accomplished. This we pray in the wonderful, the precious, and priceless name of Almighty Jesus Christ, who is Lord and Savior of all. And we do give your name the glory and praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, we'll go on to the roll call. We'll be the first to order business tonight, and if we have any representatives that haven't taken their oath, we'll be swearing those people in. Then we'll have Representative Dennis Spencer from Colorado take about 10 minutes and give us his ideas on recruiting. And then I'll briefly go over the summer schedule that we're going to start in June. And then I might flip and give everybody a one-minute floor time after Dennis Spencer does his bit. That way we can ask him questions and bring other things to the floor. And then we'll adjourn until June 4th and then have a closing prayer. And again, next week we're going to take off for the holiday. And with that, I'll yield the floor to Representative Owens to do our roll call this evening. I yield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, everyone. If you would, just echo your name. Say that you're a representative and what state you're from, your name. Start with Arkansas, Representative Charles Elliott. Representative Lamar Harvey. Representative Sherry Watson.
Sherry Watson is present, and you're very difficult to hear. You sound like you're fading in and out.
Okay. Is that any better?
No. Sounds like you're in a tunnel and it's kind of crackly.
Is that any better?
It might be. Keep talking.
Okay. Okay, from Colorado, Spencer.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah, I think you said Dennis Spencer. I'm present from Colorado.
Thank you. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm not sure what's going on with my connection here. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I got Dennis Spencer. Elizabeth Ackerman. Michael Ackerman. Arthur Kimball. Fifth Rivier. Connecticut Representative Tugwadi Fugram. From Illinois, Representative Gene Ferguson.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
If you are not being called on the roll, can you please mute yourself so we have less noise on the floor so everybody can hear when their name is called for roll, please. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you, sir. Representative Andrew Hill. Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Ford is present.
Representative Lawrence Grant. Representative Mary Jane Shinoda. Representative Eugene Krasnowski.
Representative Krasnowski is present.
Representative Magdalena Urbaniak. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens is present. Representative Elizabeth Waters.
Representative Elizabeth Waters is present.
Thank you. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Representative Mark Binder is in attendance.
Thank you. Representative Rowdy Templer.
Rowdy Templer of Iowa, present.
Thank you. Representative Lawrence Beckman.
Lawrence Beckman, representative from Iowa, is present.
Thank you, sir. Missouri Representative Ashley Mann. Representative Josiah Mann. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris. From North Dakota, Representative Fox.
Point of order, can't hear again, it's really garbled.
From North Dakota, Representative Robin Cox.
This is Representative Robin Cox, I'm present.
Okay. Let's see. Representative Irma Bittner from North Dakota.
Irma Bittner is present from the great state of North Dakota.
Cool, thank you. From Oklahoma, Terry Willis.
Present.
Thank you, sir. From Oregon, John Rockwell is present. Representative Tim Stillion from Oregon. Representative Skyler Amont. From Oregon, Representative Jane Burchard. Representative Wayne Bachman. From Washington, Representative Galen Tibbetts. From Wisconsin, Representative Ronald Austin. Representative Paul Glavin.
Representative Paul Glavin, Wisconsin, I'm present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Robert Bursick. Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin is present.
Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Debbie Richards from Wisconsin.
Representative Debbie Richards from Wisconsin, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Hertler. That concludes the roll call for this evening. I'll let Jenny, Representative Owens, tally who is here and how many states we have.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, sir. Did I skip somebody?
I didn't hear you. This is Representative Hertler from the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I yield the floor.
And is there anybody on the call that their name was not called that is present? Okay, Representative Owens, you can tally who is here and how many states we have, and we can discuss that. I'll go ahead and yield the floor to Representative Spencer from Colorado and let him take about 10 minutes or so and discuss his thoughts on recruitment and what he's doing in the great state of Colorado. I yield the floor.
Okay, this is Dennis Spencer, Colorado. I just want to tell you a story about how I got this thing started and why I got it started. And what it was, I was pretty bummed out. I couldn't believe that Obama actually got in again with the economy like it is. And I realized that the voting process is totally bogus now. Yeah, there's just no way he could have won with the economy like it was. In fact, there were certain areas in Colorado that 120% of the people voted. And one county voted 100% for Obama. You know, so there's nothing we can do about that. And so I was pretty distraught in that area. You know, just couldn't believe that the corruption was that deep now. But then, so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what do I do now? And he said two words. He said, look locally, heard it distinctly. And I go, really? And it was 10 o'clock at night that night. And so I went to, with my laptop computer, I looked up the Colorado Constitution and read it twice. And there were some really, now I'm talking about the de facto, there was some really good stuff in it. For instance, if you guys can take notes, if you might want to do this, because you could probably find this in your constitution also, whatever state you're in. Article 5, Section 25 of our constitution says the General Assembly, back then they called the legislature the General Assembly, and I'm talking about the state General Assembly, it tells them what they cannot do. There's a whole list of them. One of them, just to say, they cannot grant divorces. But the one thing I want to look at is that they cannot regulate county or township affairs. They just can't do it. See, we have a bottom-up government. Now, I know you're saying, well, we got the Republic. We're going to go off and you know, try to start our own thing like this. Well, the whole purpose of what we're doing is trying to go back to the de jure. So the purpose of what we're doing here in Colorado, I mean in my county, is that we're going to create a liberty zone around our county to where we are de jure. And the county I'm in, even though Colorado is like a blue state, the county I'm in is like 80% conservative. It's really got some really good people here. And a group of us have been meeting for like 10 years to get things going here, but with no really clear way of getting it done. And also, let me go back. By the way, if you guys need to look up your state state constitution. I'm talking about the de facto. You can find it at LexisNexis.com. That's LexisNexis.com. I'm going to repeat that. LexisNexis. I recommend you read it because I'm willing to bet that your constitution says a lot like what our constitution is, and it basically says it's a bottom-up government. Now, in the state of Colorado, we have the ability to put things on the ballot, not only on a state level, but by getting 5% of the people that voted signatures, you know, they're called referendums. But we can do that on a local county or even a municipality. Again, it's a bottom-up government. We can go to the lowest, smallest group and form liberty zones around that group. Now, I happen to live in a county where we really only have one town, and that's the county seat, and we have only 12,000 people in the entire county. So, and 6,000 of those voted. So in order to be able to get a referendum passed in to get it on the ballot, all we need is 5% of the people that voted. In our case, it was 6,000 people that voted. So all we need is 300 signatures. We can do that in a day here, easily. So I'm going to give you a history of, because it's been about 6 months since we started this movement. So what we did, we started, our little tiny group of seven started going to all the other groups. We started forming coalitions with like-minded people. Like we went to the Tea Party people. And, you know, and these people are, their eyes were just very, very, you know, slid open. You know, they don't know anything compared to, you know, the way we know about the Constitution. And so anyway, we went to Tea Parties, went to Libertarians, of course, we're the libertarians, really. Constitutionalist groups, gun clubs, and we joined their groups, and we attended all their meetings, and we pay their dues. You know, became one of them. So we formed coalition with them, and slowly started waking them up a little bit. And now, what really set it off really good is that the gun grab that got a lot of people on board to be able to do this. So then we decided, well, you know what, we ought to hold a really big meeting to try to get a lot more people in there to let them know what we can do, you know, on a local level. And we introduced the term Liberty Zone. And by the way, we created another webpage called libertyzone.org. That's libertyzone.org. You can get a lot of information off of that. So then we started distributing petitions. That really worked. We started putting a petition about we want our the legislature, I'm talking about the county commissioners, to put down a pro-Second Amendment resolution saying they are not going to enforce any gun laws that go against the Second Amendment. And we put around a petition. We got 500 signatures in just a couple of weeks. It was really easy in our small county. And then said, now we're also having a meeting, and we gave a date. And we had newspaper ads about it's all about protect your gun rights. This is what we focused on. And then, of course, we did local internet sites, banners, signs. And the signs really were up. We did a 3x8 sign. And so you could, it'd be a triangle and set it in the back of people's pickup trucks. And that helped a ton, by the way. And so we got the word out that we're having this meeting. And in our small town of Pagosa Springs, we got 120 people show up. And we went in saying we are a bottom-up government. And I showed them Article 5, Section 25 of the Colorado Constitution. And by the way, we have a Bill of Rights. I'm sure you guys do too. Bill of Rights in Colorado. It's 27 of them. And the first two, I'm going to click to it here, because I want you guys to hear how powerful this is. All right, this is our Bill of Rights. It's the first one. Vestment of political power. In order to assert our rights, acknowledge our duties, and proclaim the principles upon which our government is founded, we declare that all political power is destined and derived from the people. All government of right originates from the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the whole. Pretty decent, isn't it? Of course, I'm not looking for a response. But in the second one, listen to this one. The people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as free, sovereign, and independent state. I'm going to repeat that. The people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state. So it says that we are sovereigns right there. You know, you talk about the sovereignty movement and how cops are going after sovereigns. Well, it's in our Constitution over here in Colorado. We can alter and abolish the Constitution and form a government whenever we deem it necessary for the safety and happiness, provided such change is not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. That's our second Bill of Rights right there in Colorado. You guys probably have that in all the other states, too. I recommend looking at your Bill of Rights over there. So anyway, we did all this in hopes that we would be able to get our commissioners to do a bunch of resolutions to bring us back to a de jure state. So we started courting, basically, our county commissioners, which is only three of them. And got, you know, we had meetings with them locally, and we were patting them on the back, you know, saying, you guys are doing a great job, but here, we got something we want to consider. And we did the Second Amendment resolution with them. Now, it took 2 months, but they finally did a Second Amendment resolution to be able to do it. Now, one of them is coming on board. I mean, he's like all for this Constitution stuff. He's an independent, by the way. And he came to me personally one time and said, hey, you should look at the ballot issue and put stuff on the ballot, do ballot initiatives. And I wasn't really sure how to do that, but I started studying because it's in law. Now, they gave me the runaround. I will tell you this. The county commissioners gave me the runaround because I was looking for them for information on it. And they were saying, oh, no, ballot issues have to be okay by the county commissioners. And I had the county attorney and the county administrator call me. They all know me by name, by the way, now, because I'm so active. I go to all their meetings. And the county commissioner meetings, too. And I run a business, too. So I find time to do this. I make time to do this because I make it a priority. But anyway, they give me a runaround saying, no, ballot initiatives go through the county. The county commissioners have to vote on those things. And I go, really? In fact, yesterday I had the county administrator call me because I was at the stage that we were, if that was true, I want them to do a resolution saying that the people of our county can do ballot initiatives by themselves. They say, oh, we're bound by statutory law that says that it's got to go through the commissioners. Well, can you tell me what that law is? No. The county administrator could not at the time. So I looked it up last night. This all took place last night, by the way. LexisNexis.com has all the statutes of our state. And I found it where it is. And what it is, yeah, our ballot initiative, all we got to get in this county is 300 signatures. And then that goes to the county commissioners, and they can vote either for it or against it. Now, if they vote against it, it goes to the people. It goes right back to the people again to vote for it in our county. And like I said, we don't have that many people in our county, so it's really easy to be able to do that. So we wrote out... A bunch of us got together and wrote out what we'd like to see happen in our county to make it de jure. And to make it appealing to the average conservative vote in our county, two of them are preservation of gun rights. For instance, I don't know if you guys heard about the resolution that Missouri just passed. They passed a resolution statewide saying we're not going to uphold any new laws. In fact, we're not going to uphold any old laws because they're all go against the Second Amendment. You know, what part of infringe, do not infringe, do you not understand?
Point of order?
Yes.
Representative, you've taken 10 minutes. Can you wrap it up in about 2 minutes and tell us kind of what your goals are as far as recruiting? You've kind of given us some background, but if you can give us kind of what your wanting to lean towards as far as how we can recruit in the Republic, that would be fine. And then we'll open the time up to question and answer time for people to ask you questions as well. I yield.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, we have 9 ballot issues that we're putting in there to make our county not only Liberty Zone, but to make it into a de jure government again, which is what the Republic's all about. And we're having our meetings are full now, because people are really excited about this. So we're getting a lot of people involved in it. And I'm just going to highlight what we got written now as far as going back to a de jure government in our county. And the first one is leaning on gun rights. We're going to repeat what Missouri did. Also, a concealed carry permit. We're going to make it so we don't have to have a concealed carry permit in our county, through a ballot initiative. We're going to preserve the writ of habeas corpus, because of that NDAA bill. Just saying that the military can just come in and arrest you. We're going to say not in our county. We're going to reinstate grand juries in our county because Colorado has a law saying you got to have 90,000 people in your county before they have a grand jury, which goes totally against the Fifth Amendment. Now, this one you guys are going to kind of laugh at, but we're going to also have the fully informed jury where the judge himself has to inform the jury of their rights, that they can not only judge the – I have it written out, but I don't have time to read it right now, but they have the right not only to judge the law, the person, or the facts, but they also judge the law, whether they think it's constitutional. We're going to make it so that if people violate their oath of office in our county, there's going to be accountability to it. There's going to be penalties for it. And they're strong. They're really strong. We're making it so we're going to have common law courts. That's a whole nother topic. We're going to make it so there has to be anything over $20, there has to be damage done. So that's going to eliminate it's probably going to eliminate all traffic tickets in our county. Anyway, I think that's 9. And this is going to all take place before November, because that's when we're going to have a special election for all these ballot initiatives. If the county commissioners don't vote for them, then we'll just have the people vote for them. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Just wanted to report tonight we have 18 representatives. And let me go back up to where that was again. Oh, it went away. 18 representatives in 9 states. I don't know why that went away on me. There it is. 18 representatives, 9 states, yes. And what we will do now is go ahead and open up the floor for 1 minute floor time for each representative. And during that time, you can also ask questions of Representative Spencer from Colorado about what he's planning to do, how he's wanting to recruit in his committee. And he'll bring ideas to the floor as he gets those taken care of. But go ahead and open up the floor for 1 minute, and you feel free to ask him a question or whatever's on your mind. And remember, try to hold it to 1 minute and be respectful of everybody else. And when you want the floor, please state your name and the state that you're from to access the floor. I yield.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
I just have one more representative on the phone call this evening, Representative Marnie Harris. I think you finally got through.
Yes, I sent you an email. I was having all kinds of problems getting through. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're not the only one. Apparently, I am garbled.
Thank you, sir.
I yield.
The floor is open for your 1 minute.
This is Representative Hertler from Wisconsin. May I have the floor, please?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Representative Spencer, this sounds like really exciting. I would hope that you started or you should. I really would like you to start videoing some of your meetings so that other representatives from other states might be able to use those videos if we could get some people together to show exactly what you guys are up to. Obviously, you had with 90% conservative in your county was a tremendous help. And I'm expecting that you're thinking that you are like a briquette that's hot coals of fire, and you're hoping then, of course, that the counties next to you are going to do the same with that of you.
That's exactly right. We are once we get it done and we create this Liberty Zone around our county, we expect business. By the way, we're also going to create banks on a county level, but we're owned by the people of the county, so it'll be kind of like a credit union, and we're going to be getting all kinds of business coming in because we're not going to enforce any federal government regulations in our county. So we're creating this border around us, putting up walls called the Constitution around us. So yeah, we are planning. In fact, it's the original meeting is on the recorded poor quality, but it is recorded on libertyzone.org, the original meeting there. So you'll be able to see it there. And I yield.
Representative Spencer, we talked on the phone last week, and you had quite a few websites and places to go for people to learn. Can you give us those websites so that people can know? We can also get those out via Representative Owens, our clerk, but if you could give those on the floor, that might give some people some ideas and what you're planning to do. I yield.
Yeah, it's libertyzone.org. Liberty, that has it all, libertyzone.org. And I'm going to put this all in a little booklet that I'm going to send to Owens and so that she can be able to get this out to anybody that wants to do it. Now, this is not for people that want to just do a one-time-a-week call. This is something that it took me 6 months to get to this point. The first thing I did is form coalitions by going to all the other people's meetings in my county to be able to form this coalition of people. So we're all on fire here. It's great. So libertyzone.org has almost all of it on there.
This is Representative Mark Viner. May I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Great. I just want to know if the gentleman attended any of the Oath Keepers meetings.
You know, I'm part of the Oath Keepers myself. I got on that thing, too. I also joined the NRA. I also formed Gun Owners of America. You know, I'm just joining everything to expand my the coalition of like-minded people. The thing about national groups like the Oath Keepers, which is awesome, by the way, we quote their stuff all the time, is that, like in our county, there's only two or three people in there. But I guess we could get the word out by, doing that. What we're really hoping to do is once we get this Liberty Zone created, we're going to put signs up at the end of the county, our borders of the county, and say it says Liberty Zone Constitution enforced or something like that, or supported Constitution. I can't remember. We already got them written up, but it's on the webpage.
Sounds neat. How many counties do you guys have in Colorado?
65. That's a good question, because if you ever seen those red blue states,
press the number.
Yeah,
those red blue states. If you look at red blue counties. You know, Colorado went blue, but there's only 23 out of the 65 counties here in Colorado that voted blue. The rest were red. So small counties, and that's where most people live. That's where, as far as geographic regions are concerned, that's where the most conservatives live, is in the small counties. So we had... out of 65 counties, only 23 voted blue. The rest of them are considered to be conservative. And by the way, it's 80%. Yeah.
That's great, because I just got an email stating that 54 sheriffs in Colorado are supporting legislation against the new gun laws and everything. And that's kind of on Oath Keepers' website, too, so you might want to check that out. I got the brief in my computer phone. He sent it to you. Or you can just get it.
I have that. I know the guy that's in charge of the Sheriff's Coalition. We have a guy that's talking to him in the Republic that's over there. So, I'm very familiar with that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, excellent. Keep up the good work, and I yield the floor. Thanks.
The floor is open. If you have more questions for Representative Spencer, or you just have something you want to bring to the floor is open.
Representative Willis, Oklahoma.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
I'd just like to make a comment. It's been brought to my attention from a number of different sources that the original Native American people, there's large numbers. You know, the original Indian tribes are, you know, they're all spread out over America. And I believe that if you would get involved in your counties and, you know, figure out where the tribes are and how to go to some of their meetings or, you know, talk to some of their officials. You know, I happen to know a few here in my area. And when we have our state, free state meetings, you know, there's plenty of Native Americans involved in our republic. And I just want to bring it to your attention that those people, you know, we were a few months back trying to figure out a way for them to have dual citizenship when in the Congress, you know, that wasn't going to be allowed. If you can figure out a way to get dual citizenship for the Native American people, you would grow the republic in a huge fashion at a very rapid pace, and that alone would bring a lot of notoriety to the cause of, you know, restoring our nation and freedom to all people. I yield the floor.
This is Representative Hertler. May I have the floor again, please?
Yes, make it brief, please.
You actually are going to, Representative Spencer, you actually are going to take over the county building, I take it. Where is your county at? I used to live in Colorado. I used to live in Longmont. Are you on, which side of the Rockies are you on with that of you?
We're slap dab in the middle of it. We're due south, central of the state. If you know where Durango is, which is La Plata County, we're just east of that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Wolf
Creek Pass. Okay, thank you. And I wanted to ask you, what was your initial meeting? Do you remember the initial, what got it started? Where did you meet? Who did you meet with?
Of course, we started it all. You know, a little group that of seven, we all, you know, got the word out. But then we, you know, again, we did all the coalitions and everything, and then we went on the premise of protecting gun rights, because that's still a very hot topic right now, and that's how we got so many people in there. Protect gun rights is the thing, is what our sign said, and of course we got the word out by the word of mouth. And now I want to tell you this too, we're about to get Sheriff Mack here, and once we get all the petitions, which should be done by tomorrow night, to be signed, We're going to get Sheriff Mack here. We're going to put on a big barbecue for the people in our county, and we're going to get those 300 signatures in one fell swoop, one night, and plus educate the people on all the ballot issues. So, okay, I yield.
The floor is open.
Yeah, this is Rowdy.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Dennis. Did you initially go out to recruit people into the Republic, or is that are you looking at that as the byproduct of what you're doing? And the other thought is, are you in effect bringing, when you talk about the du jour, are you bringing the Republic to them, getting them, you might say, bring them into the Republic through their getting involved with the Constitution and de jure government, and recognizing after a while that the Republic is where that's at? What are the steps that you're looking at?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. The idea, by the way, we're not using words like de facto or de jure, but we are, of course, using words, this is how the Republic was set up, you know, those type of that type of words. So by stealth, we are bringing our county and the little town of Pagosa Springs into de jure without them even knowing it. So because most people, I mean, their eyes glass over when you say, well, we're forming a whole new government. I said, no, we're going back to the way the government's supposed to be. So, and we use those words too. We're taking our country back one county at a time, the way the founding fathers set it up to be. But we're being careful not to go over their heads, because, you know, you and I, we've been doing this for years now. And boy, I thank God for the Republic motivating me to learn the Constitution like I do. And by the way, we meet every week, teach the Constitution to people and where it went wrong and what we can do about it. And so we're taking our county back for the de jure, for the Republic, but we're doing it by stealth. Does that answer your question, Rowdy?
Yeah, thank you, Dennis.
This is Representative Richards from Wisconsin.
Yes, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. Representative Spencer, could you tell me what portion of your education with recruitment is focused on our current targeted events, or are you focusing primarily on acclimating things or education on the former Republic or do you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of like Rowdy's question, but I can further go into that. The Republic for the United States is still there. It's been overcoded by this de facto government, and
right.
The only reason why it's there is because we let it happen. And
it was basically just abandoned, and we're just basically re-inhabiting it. But are you, when you go and you meet with these other organizations or these other groups and tea parties and stuff, when you go there, what is your primary focus? Is it basically current events? Do you talk about that, or do you focus on...
Well, that too, but Constitution. See, they went too fast. The banker elite, the banksters, they went too fast. Now they're trying to confiscate weapons. They're trying to bring people into confiscate weapons. They're doing away with due process. Here recently, Benghazi and the IRS going after Tea Party people. I mean,
right. It
is so ripe to say, see, they're out of control. Here's what we need to do. We don't have to change anything. We just got to go back to the way the founding fathers set it up. And we can do that according to our Constitution, of the United States and the Constitution of our state. And I'm primarily looking at the Constitution of the state to get things done because it's powerful. I was shocked how powerful it was. I always concentrated on the – now, here I want to say this, too. Here's why we always concern ourselves with the Washington, D.C. All media focuses on Washington, D.C. All talk shows focus on Washington, D.C. So we think in our minds that we must have to change Washington, D.C. before we get anything done. That's not true. We're a bottom-up government. It's a government by the people, and that's what we've been teaching. And you ought to see how excited people are getting. Of course, I get excited, too. I hardly could sleep last night learning about the ballot initiative. But anyway, people are getting really excited about going back to the Constitution and freedom, and it's contagious. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, kind of. I'm just wondering if we were to take anything away from you tonight, for instance, all of us individually as states, what should we take from you for insight on a state-by-state basis, what we could do individually for recruitment?
Go concentrate, like the Holy Spirit told me, look locally. Concentrate on your county or your town. You can change it from a town. You can make your town a liberty zone where, hey, we follow the Constitution. See, Madison and Jefferson set up our government just like Moses did from the bottom up. You know, Moses did they had a leader for tens, then they went to 50s, then they went to 100, then they went to 1,000. And the people, the lowest leader had the ability to do everything on that small local level. Our country was built on that. So all of, what I want you to take away here is get involved locally with your, I hate to say it, but it's a de facto government. Transform it. Say, hey, this is what the Constitution says. We can do it. We can do this. Now, we're also going to be running for our office. We're going to take over the office. We're going to have our people as a sheriff. We're going to have our people as the, the county commissioners, et cetera. Now, it's an uphill drive for people in bigger towns and bigger towns or bigger counties where they have multiple, cities and stuff like that. But start where your city is. You know, start where your little community is, and get that thing into a liberty zone, and go from that way. So that's what I want you to go away with this is that, man, we have to get involved locally, and we can change where we live a whole lot easier than changing the entire nation at this point. Okay, I yield.
This is Representative Sherry Watson. Can I speak? Ask him a question?
You have the floor, ma'am.
I'm hearing all this, and my mind wants to process it. Is there any way that you could put up a script for us that we can kind of memorize and get to the point where we are more comfortable with talking to these groups?
Yes, I got it all in my computer. I could collate it and put it in one thing. I have a flow chart from, okay, here's how you start it, and then this is what you do if this happens. You know, I used to be a computer programmer way back when, and they call it if then. If this happens, then you do this. If this happens, you do this. You know, and I have it all down on how to do that.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. You know, and it's an outline, but to go in detail on that, we just really study the Constitution. Sherry, you're from Wisconsin, is that right?
No, I'm from Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. They have a really strong Constitution. I've been reading part of it. Did you know originally the Arkansas Constitution made it so that you had to be a believer to be able to be part of a jury?
No, cool.
A believer in God before you could be a part of a jury, because you do an oath. Who do you be doing an oath to if you don't believe in God? So, yeah. I mean, Arkansas is strong. I bet if you look at their Constitution and read your Bill of Rights and, find it in your Constitution where it says it's a bottom-up government, where the state legislature or the General Assembly is what we call ours back then, cannot regulate what goes on in a county or a township. That's the way ours was read. I bet it's in there. So the first thing you need to do is read your constitution, your state constitution, the de facto state constitution.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. We look forward to getting that. Thanks.
The talking points that somebody's talking right now, the talking points are, hey, we have a bottom-up government. We can change our county into a liberty zone to where all these government regulations will not apply to our county or our town. We can actually create a liberty zone where I live. Anyway, that's the talking point. And then show them in the Constitution where that is.
The floor is open.
Dennis?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, this is Rowdy. Are you going
to
be able to
the floor properly, please?
Yeah, you
need
to go to John.
The floor?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Dennis, are you going to be, I assume, filming Sheriff Mack when he's there, and will that also be made available for everybody?
Yes, absolutely. We'll put it on libertyzone.org.
And just a follow-up. Now, you mentioned a couple things. One was gun owner rights, and you talked about, you know, home mortgages and, you know, your own banking in a county. You know, which I applaud. And I've been an advocate of what you're doing. I haven't been doing it, but I've been an advocate of the idea of a single county doing what you're doing in your county. And because of that, business is flowing into that county, taxes being reduced because now it's du jour and the people's money are being respected. So then the counties neighboring are going to need to virtually follow suit in order to keep the people in their counties, because they're going to want the same type of government and limited government that you're having in your county. It's almost like maybe you're bringing the republic to the current existing government system, bringing republic type of government to them, and for them to actually see it and experience it before they join it. I yield.
That's exactly right. You caught the vision. Yeah, the other counties are going to have to compete with us. You know, who's going to be able to go free first, you know, to get all this business coming in? You know, we had like, I think, two gun businesses move out of Colorado since they've been voting all these things in. If we were up and running, we could have had it. You just said, you come down here, we'll protect you. You know, that's what we should have done. But we, you know, we're not there yet. It'd be November before we get it all done.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Representative Willis?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
The beautiful thing about what you just talked about is two businesses moved away. But, you know, all is not forgotten. They made money when they were there before, and you can invite them home, and they'll come back with their money and their power. I yield.
I'd like to make a comment on that. There's a severe shortage of ammunition and gunpowder and anything that has to do with reloading. Once we pass this thing, we're actually going to start our own businesses doing that in a big way, you know, creating our own gunpowder, ammunition, and that will only bring other gun people, gun manufacturers to our county. You know, no regulations. Wow, how great is that? I yield.
I'd like to make another comment.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
You know, I'm sure I'm not alone, but there's a tremendous amount of people that would love to be self-employed, but they get tired of hearing about government regulations keeping small business where they're not profitable, or they can't afford to hire any employees because of all the hoops that they have to jump through. So if in your process of education, you know, what you're striking up with these new businesses, you know, they could be done at small level, regionally. You know, if you could show other Americans how to start new business, not just in manufacturing, you know, ammunition, but with other people that have skills in your organization, if you could teach American men how to establish a business, you could also grow the republic. People need to make a living, and not everybody wants to be on a government check, but a lot of people don't see a way to do the first step to jump into business and right away begin to make a living. Most people don't want to sacrifice their home equity to establish a business to compete with large corporations, et cetera, et cetera. So if you can engage in the process of education, showing people how to take the first step, establish a small business, you know, find all the avenues to make it a profitable enterprise, and I think your membership would grow exponentially. I yield.
I wanted to comment on that. The first thing we need to do is create that Liberty Zone, though, so when people come in here to start their own businesses, they don't have to jump through the red tape that all the bureaucrats have to go through. We got to do it. I do it with my business. So I yield.
This is Rowdy.
Yes, make it brief, sir.
Thank you. A hot topic right now is the IRS and the thuggery that they employ. You've seen the congressman questioning the IRS, top people, and where they don't, the law doesn't apply to them. They can do virtually anything, and they do virtually anything. Now, do you see that as part of this liberty, and are they going to be able to keep through the sheriff's department and help others keep the IRS agents and thugs out of the county? I yield.
Yeah, that's affirmative. I show people how to do that actually now. People that we don't do it on a group basis, but there's, you know, shoot, out of the seven original of us, you know, none of us have filed anything for a long time with the Internal Revenue Service. And when they ask about what if they audit me? I said, you got the Fourth Amendment. It says they have to have a warrant before they can show your paper. You have privacy. What if they get that warrant and say, well, you have a Fifth Amendment that says you don't have to incriminate yourself. So the Constitution protects us. So, I mean, when they see how good rate the Constitution is there and all they got to do is stand behind that, they're free. Boy, I mean, it's lifting, isn't it? I yield.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Representative Spencer, for your introduction to how we can recruit as a republic. Look forward to getting some information from you off of the website and emails that you'll send to Representative Owens to kind of give us some details and that sheet to talk with people. I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
Thanks for giving me the time.
Any final comments?
Well, it's not going to happen unless we get out and do what I did as far as forming coalitions with other like-minded groups, you know. If you expect not to get out and mingle with other people, And it doesn't have to be you personally, but, you know, somebody, you know people with personalities, you know, like mine, where they can just talk to anybody. Send those guys out to form coalitions with everybody. But if you have a small group that you're with, bring them all to that group. For instance, we had went to the Tea Party here locally. This is when we started growing. We decided to go into the Tea Party to join with them. I mean, we join with them. Two-thirds of the group was our group. So we increased their membership two-thirds by going to their group. And we don't not only go to that group, but we go to, in our case, the Republican Party. Heck, I joined the Women's Republican group. Of course, as an honorary member. I didn't cross-dress or anything. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that you just got to get out there and make it. Don't look like a... what they call it, the radical fringe either. Just say, no, I'm a constitutionalist. I study the Constitution. I know how to bring it back again. We are bottom-up government. So, these people are all looking toward Washington, D.C. You got to say, no, it's down here. We can change it here. We can create a liberty zone right where we live. It's really easy for me because we just got a one county and one town. But you start with your town. Start with your town being a liberty zone. And go from there. If you live in a big town or a big county, think of moving to the county next door. That's small. Find a small one if you can commute. Anyway, that's just a thought. Or get this word out to the smaller ones. We can take our country back one county at a time. I mean, going back to that red blue county thing. That map looks red. The whole thing. If you just look at it, wow, it's all red. And only small population centers are blue, basically. Where do you live, John?
In Oregon.
I know. What part?
In Wasco County. It's the northern part of Oregon, north central Oregon.
Oh, okay. All right. So is that a small county?
Yeah, I live in the biggest city in the county. It's probably comparable to where you are at. Our county,
oh, awesome.
I think we have like maybe 30,000 people in our county.
That's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have a referendum there? We can put things on the ballot. The people can put things on the ballot, statewide.
I have not researched that, so I don't know.
Okay. If they do, it's also county. I just want to say, if they do, it's in the Constitution. You could do it on a county basis. You could do it on a township basis. So if the state is set up that way where the people can do referendums, and I think there's 23 states in the United States that have that, boy, it's a slam dunk in those states for the small county anyway. So I just want to encourage, find that out and then go about changing where you live to be free. We got that resolution that we had our county commissioners pass. They passed it. Now it's been about a month. It basically says we're not going to enforce any laws that are outside the Second Amendment. And Colorado just passed that law, said that you can only have clips of up to 15, I think it is. In other words, they're trying to do away with the AR-15 and the AK-47s. It's null and void in our county now. We are not going to enforce that law. So that's just a start. We got our feet wet on that one,
mm-hmm.
And now we're in the door. So now we're going to go all out. So it's exciting here. It's really exciting.
Okay. Well, thank you much.
Uh huh. Thank you, John, for letting me talk.
Not a problem. Now I'm going to speak about a couple items here. We are going to adjourn next Tuesday. For the holiday week, that's May 28th. We're going to observe that as a holiday since there's a holiday on Monday. And the week after that, the House will start every other Tuesday sessions starting on June 4th, 2013. And that will be our summer schedule, and it'll end with September 10th. And then we'll go back to every Tuesday schedule like we are now. And the Senate should be... discussing that this evening, and we're going to do that jointly. Our next meeting on the 4th, I'll have information from the Senate. make sure that we're coordinating this together, and we'll start our summer schedule at that time. So can I have anybody to motion for us to adjourn for this evening?
This is Rowdy.
Go ahead, Rowdy.
Yeah, I was going to motion to adjourn, but also June 4th is my birthday. Is there anyone that wants to make a motion for that to be declared national holiday in the Republic?
Well, I know you're going to motion that.
All right. Mine's June 3rd.
Well, the first week of June, then.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. You have my unofficial permission not to be there that Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you. I unofficially accept that permission.
Okay. Does somebody want a motion?
I motion to adjourn until the 4th. And to follow that with the every other week schedule.
Representative Hertler?
Yes, sir.
I second the motion.
Thank you, sir. All in favor of adjourning until June 4th, 2013 at 6 o'clock, signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed by signaling nay? Oh, y'all must be tired tonight.
Mr.
Kind of wanted to make things. Yes, sir.
Were you meaning 8 o'clock Central Time on the 4th?
Yes, 8 o'clock Central. I always think things specific my time, so I figure people can translate that from my time to their time. So it's 8 o'clock Central Time, yes.
Thank you.
Anybody want to volunteer to close us in prayer this evening?
Representative Sherry Watson, I can do that for you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Dear Father in Heaven, we bow our heads at the close of this meeting. We're so grateful for the opportunity we have to come together and join in a common cause for the freedom of this land. We ask that Thou would protect our rights and our freedoms. We ask that Thou would bless those that are our servicemen, that they'll be watched over and protected. We ask a special blessing to be over those that were in the Oklahoma storm, that they will be comforted, and that the many hands that are going to clean up will be watched over and protected as well. We're thankful for all that Thou has granted to us, and pray that we can go forward and help to preserve our nation and the Constitution that we have been given from our forefathers. We pray that we can have a good rest this night and comfort those that mourn at this hour. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, thanks for your attendance tonight, and enjoy the week off with your family next week, and we'll see you here on the 4th of June. Good night.